Why go through all these things? Well, I got a couple questions about the program. Sure, go ahead, tell me your questions. Blah, 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 blah. Good question. Oh, that's not my phrase, right? Good question. So I still use some of these things. Good question. You can also use the magic phrase, feel, felt, found. Blah, 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 blah. Good question. Or good point. I know exactly how I feel. I felt the same way. Let me tell you what I found. Sign up as an affiliate. It's free. There's no obligation. You get a chance to review the material as long as you want, and I'll give you this to review. All your questions will be answered, and then you'll know whether this is something you have an interest in. Fair enough? That's on the sheet, too. Fair enough? That's it. It ain't that hard. You complicate things. I don't care if this person gets in. You care if he gets in. You're desperate to get him in. You want to talk him into it. If he reviewed the website, let's back up for a second. If this person listened to the Success Secret CD an hour, listened to Your Wish Is Your Command 14 hours, listened to the invitation to join the Global Information Network an hour, went and got the program presented to them, either with a membership overview meeting call or watched the video and reviewed the website, what more information do they need to make a decision? If they need a lot more, they're not that bright. Don't waste a lot of time. I have a question. I have an objection. You listen. You listen to the question. Because you're asking the person to start. So what do you think? What excited you most about the program, the affiliate program or the member benefits? So you can ask some of those leading questions to start the meeting after the meeting. Nothing wrong with that. And then when the person starts throwing out a question, good question. Makes a comment, good point. I know exactly how I feel. Matter of fact, I have friends who have felt the same way when they were exposed to this. Let me tell you what they found. They joined as an affiliate first. It's free, there's no obligation. They had a chance to review some audios, get the newsletter, check out some areas of the website, maybe even go to a few meetings. And then after a while, they decided if this was something that they wanted to get involved with. So why don't you sign up for free? No obligation. I'll even leave one of these with you. This has all this material in it, you can review it. No obligation. And if you want to get in, fine. If you don't, that's okay. Because you know your situation a whole lot better than I do. And whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. Is that hard? That's what you do. That's pretty much what you do almost all the time. What do? You try to sell the guy. You try to talk the guy to death. You just chirp, 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 chirp in the guy's ear. You just jabber, 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 jabber. You try to impress them with what you know and how much you know. You try to convince them. Talking is not going to do the trick. It's going to overrun them and make them not want to join. And if they do, they're so overrun on this data that they won't engage anyway. You're wasting your breath. You're wasting your time. Now, if the person has a technical question, such as, well, I have a question about the compensation plan, and they ask you the question, one of two things, either you know the answer or you don't. If it's a question for which you know the answer, well, how many meetings are there? Or, you know, how many people go to the meetings? Well, exactly what material is available on the website? These are good questions, correct? I mean, these are legitimate questions. These are very good questions. The person just wants a little more information. Give them a very short answer. Oh, good question.